Now, do you prefer to shop online or do you head to your local mall and support the bricks and mortar retailers? According to new research, we are ditching the online stores. That's right, we're ditching the online stores and we're heading back to the shops. 65% of respondents to Monash Business School's Australian Consumer Retail and Services survey says yes, they prefer the bricks and mortar retailers, over 18% preferring to shop online. Does that sound like you? Do you prefer to shop in store or online? 9221882. Roger Simpson, retail expert and the chief executive of the Retail Solution, joins me right now on the radio. Roger, good afternoon.
Hi, Oliver. How are you going?
Well, I'm a little surprised today that it appears as though these statistics say that more shoppers are heading back to the stores.
Yes, it's there's a lot of conflict on different figures being bandied around, but that's actually interesting, and it's a great thing if it's happening.
Well, it is a great thing if it's happening. According to the research, though, shops are not quite ready for the resurgence. They're saying the stock is everywhere. It's piled too high in too many stores. Merchandise displays are poor. It's all cluttered. Does that seem to be a similar experience that you're having, Roger?
Yeah, look, some stores are particularly, a lot of the big brands are amazing at their store layout, and they've got that sorted. So it would be an issue in some stores. But I think that the number one reason is that, which I mean, the report talks about, finding personalised customer service can be difficult. And that's the biggest challenge I think retailers face, is having the right people and providing that experience when a customer comes in.
Yeah, customer service is an absolute key. It's a priority to any retailer. But that is, I suppose, what leads me to my next question, that what can a shop provide that an online warehouse can't? And that is face-to-face communication, contact with a customer service representative.
Oh, look, absolutely, Ollie. And that's the key thing, that where bricks and mortar is always going to have it over online. And because the challenge is, what I find is that the whole thing about customers don't know what they don't know.
Mm.
And if they go online, of course, they'll search for what they think is the right product for them. And it could be right or it could be wrong. Whereas if they go into a physical store and the salesperson uses good technique about like asking questions, which is really what it's all about, and finding out the customer's needs, they can actually redirect that customer to make the right purchase. And you can't do that online because, you know, you're going to go online and then search for what you think you need to get. So that's why I think they have a massive advantage.
Yeah, and we did see some stats even as only a couple of weeks ago that so many people who seem to purchase bits and pieces online under the value of about $20 or $30, if they don't like it, it seems to be too much hassle to go and return it or try to send it back to where it came from. So in the end, they just end up keeping that item and donate it to charity, or they try and on-sell it themselves through eBay or Gumtree. Roger, is it the fact, do you believe, that online stores are now at saturation point? It almost seems as though every single store is on sale every single moment that you log on to a store online.
Yeah. Look, it's a whole price war thing, Ollie, and it's a race to the bottom if you're just trying to go on price. And Amazon's going to, you know, it's been interesting about watching them come into Australia when they had their Prime Day, of course, on Monday. Last Monday it was. And, you know, according to Amazon, it was fantastic. It exceeded expectations. Other research says it was a flop. So who do you actually believe? But online's going to be here. No, make no mistake about that. And it's certainly here already. And the challenge, of course, is that Amazon's going to own that low price. So for a retailer who's now going, well, I'm going to offer a lower price, it just becomes that you just give away margin, et cetera, et cetera. And I think we've got to get out of that. We've got to get back to finding out what the customer wants, you know, providing that great service when they first come in and creating that experience that they can't get elsewhere. And then they're not going to go. They won't go back online. They'll go, oh, you know, that store's actually really good. They really care about me and they help me out. And it also drives extra sales as well, Ollie.
Yeah, 9221882. We're talking to Roger Simpson, retail expert, chief executive of the Retail Solution. Where do you do your online shopping? Or for the matter of fact, do you decide to go to a shop instead? Is it cheaper online, or do you prefer dealing with a person face to face? 922 11 882. Roger Michael's already sent me an email. He says, Ollie, I love shopping at brick and mortar stores. Truly, they're rude and disinterested shop assistants. There's no customer service, expensive prices, no stock, no parking. How could anyone not love that? It's awesome. Not, I prefer online now because it's cheaper and easier. Does Michael have a point there, Roger?
Oh, yeah, the big point, Ollie. This is where retailers are shooting themselves in the foot. And you know, you look at we've been talking about this for a long time, obviously about Meijer and David Jones, and you know, cutting out all the cutting staff. Of course, it's there are costs, etc. But if you don't have staff, you can't operate a bricks and mortar store. You've got to have staff. They've got to be motivated. They've got to be the right people, etc. And that's exactly what Michael said. That this is the problem. Is that too many retailers are just going, oh, it's all just too hard. Mm. And, you know, oh, we've got an online presence as well. We'll just push everyone there. What did the banks do? The banks said, we'll just push everyone to ATMs. Now they're going, well, that didn't actually work, did it? We've lost too many customers.
And so, interesting on that point, Ree, customer service and customer experience. And in the last week or so as well, David Jones in Sydney is teamed up with Disney to make the top floor of its flagship store a Disney experience. Now, that straight away says to mums and dads with young children, we need to go to David Jones because we can entertain the children and have a look at some Disney merchandise. And obviously, at the same time, they'll put their hand in their pocket and all of a sudden they've spent $200.
Yeah, look, it's so true, Ollie. And I'm in Melbourne and I go to Chadstone now and again, and they've just spent over $600 million in doing a revamp there. And the couple of two or three times I've been in there since, just in the last few months, is that place is pumping. And you can't even get a seat in a cafe on a Friday around 2 o'clock. The place is absolutely pumping, and the reason being is that they've invested a lot of money in making that centre look amazing, but they've got a Legoland there. So this is exactly what retailers are now doing. We've got to create a point of difference, and how do we get our customers to exactly what Michael said? I've got to drive my car, got to find a car park. If I've got kids, got to get them out of the car. Why am I going to go into a store then and get a disinterested sales assistant and there's no stock? I'm going to just go online.
Yeah, you can understand that's what people are thinking. But having said that, DFO is going to be happy because here in Perth, we've got DFO opening up in spring, so only a few months now. They've got more than 100 new stores near the airport, and the big international labels, Calvin Klein, Mimco, Tommy Hilfiger, Ralph Lauren, they're literally about to open their doors. So obviously there is something still for that bricks and mortar customer service retail experience, Roger.
Absolutely there is, Ollie. And I think it's absolutely there because not too many retailers are getting this right. And now we're very slow here in Australia adapting to new technology. And I read recently that a Jeans West, I think it was, store in Sydney's put in a revamp in there. So they've got a basketball court in there. So again, what they're doing is they're creating a point of difference. So to bring shoppers in, and there's cafes and stores now. There's all sorts of different things. And this is what retailers need to do. They've got to be a bit different. They've got to embrace the community as well. And like cycling stores now create a place where cyclists can come in and they can share stories, et cetera, have a coffee. That's what people want to do. They want to socialise. So you've got to have that opportunity and look at different things. But you've also got to make sure that your people are right behind this, because you piss people off if with the service being bad, they're going to go elsewhere.
Yeah, they are indeed. Roger Simpson, good to catch up. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, Ollie.